Team traffic coverage beginning with Ricky Meese.
Right now, our KSL travel time southbound I-15. You're running at slower speeds. It's going to take you about 15 to 20 minutes to get from downtown to the south interchange. And once you're passing the south interchange, it's still slow into Sandy. Northbound I-15 also seeing heavy and slow traffic, Draper to Midvale. Now, part of that is an accident southbound I-15. It's going to be just about just after 3300 south in South Salt Lake. They've got vehicles to the left and to the right. On I-215 South Belt, we have an accident westbound just before 3rd East. Len Thomas?
I-80, this is a crash right at the mouth of Parlish Canyon on the right shoulder of the curve going eastbound there. It's kind of out of traffic, but a little tricky with that curve there. KSL traffic trooper reporting an accident 4700 South, 4800 West. That's causing all traffic to stop as you head westbound, otherwise rolling over the point of the mountain. You've got a little bit of a steady stream of slow traffic from SR-92 down past Thanksgiving Point now to about 2100 North. Your northbound commute is looking good. I-15, about 25 minutes, Spanish Fork to the high. Mark?
You're not looking at any major accidents right now on any of the freeways going north of town, but we do have some delays developing before 6 North, headed to the north interchange as usual, and then thickening delays a little worse than the last time we chatted between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. Mostly slow the entire way, just a little bit of a touch of runoff traffic up Highway 89 towards Fruit Heights. Thinking about moving, LDSAgents.com is a free nationwide service connecting you with real estate agents who speak your language. Visit LDSAgents.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.